Thank you, Eva. And before I get started, I'll be talking about a group of experts on coal mine methane and just transition. And while it's me talking about what's going on in our group, it's also important to recognize that there's been a great participation on the part of the Secretariat in helping us do this. And so none of this is actually born from just our group. It's always a lot of effort on the parts of everyone. We've had a really busy year, and we're not done yet. We mobilized member states in the EC region to commit to taking action on methane emissions mitigation in line with ECE guidance. And we've done that through a number of avenues, which I'll discuss as we move forward. We successfully delivered numerous outreach and technical cooperation activities that include one which is my favorite, which is Methane Mondays, that we started a while back, and it's been really successful. It was an idea based on the fact that podcasts are really popular now, and I wanted us to have our own. So we essentially developed an idea around bringing people together to discuss topics, and it is popular because we use Chatham House rules, so anything that's said may be recorded just to be able to report out, but it's never attributed to anyone. So we get really open and interesting conversations, and as we have these, I'd like for everyone to know that they're invited. We're in fact planning another one towards the end of this month, or excuse me, in October. That'll be about measurement, reporting, and verification of methane emissions, and it'll be centered around Kazakhstan. So that should be very, very interesting. We've had workshops on inclusion of methane emissions reduction targets in countries' nationally determined contributions, the NDCs. There's a lot of discussion about NDCs, making them more a useful instrument to not only make commitments, but also to track the progress towards those goals. We've been a part of a number of workshops, and we've made contributions. And most recently, I gave a talk on some issues that come up when looking at inventories and NDCs at one of our workshops that our task force conducted. We're looking at some of the projects that we've done have been online, as I've mentioned, but also some have been delivered in Central Asia in person. We're always working on capacity building and knowledge dissemination. That's a really important part of what we do. This outreach is, you can't have people who expected to know what to do if you haven't given them an opportunity to learn about them. And many of us have a lot of outreach experience for various reasons. We have three task forces which are active and are doing a lot of good work. One is on the emissions reductions. That's led by our chair of that task force, Volya Roshanka. A task force on safe operation and closure of coal mines by Alicia Krejman. And through the international, and also, obviously, we had Bobby Foote talk about our task force on just transition. We also have two international centers of excellence. One of them is in Poland, in Katowice, and the other one is in Taiwan, in China. The reason that we're outside our region with a task force is that our best practice guidances have been accepted to the extent that they are now recommended for member states of the UN, no matter which region they're in. And so we need to have these international centers of excellence as essentially a window into these important countries, but also as a place for us to be able to use as a channel for communication. We've also developed and promoted a new concept on coal mining. I've been involved in that. Others have been as well from Boston University. This is very interesting because there's now a preponderance of information that shows that, in fact, associated with coal deposits, not just the coal itself, but the surrounding strata, that there are often there many critical raw materials. In some cases, in a number of countries, we've seen that there's essentially ore-grade rare earth deposits associated with coal. There has recently been One of those deposits is now being looked at and developed for a feasibility study that's going on by Fluor Daniels. It's actually something that's probably going to happen within the next couple of years, where a mine is opened over an old coal mine and producing rare earths. We developed proposals on just transition for resilient energy systems and work to build partnerships with other international organizations for piloting initiatives in the UNEC region. This is ongoing, and it's something that we feel very strongly about. We submitted proposals for the SDG seed funding project on promoting just energy transition in Uzbekistan and providing support to policymaking and building national capacity towards green energy transition in Turkmenistan. So in that case, we're looking at energy transition not just related to coal, but also in the petroleum sector, because there are a lot of similarities and the issues that are faced. We've successfully delivered numerous outreach and technical cooperation, including a study and workshop on just transition and post-coal mining regions in Albania. That was very interesting and I think helpful to Albania, and it also was something where we first began our work on trying to understand and develop metrics related to the progress of just transition. And we heard a few comments about that yesterday, and that's something that we continue to actively be involved in. We did capacity building and knowledge dissemination led by a group of task force on just transition. And this is something that we'll continue to do. We believe that there is a lot of opportunities, obviously, to promote that. We started preparatory work on a study on applicability of the UNECE's new approach to coal mining that I mentioned earlier in Tajikistan's coal sector, and we're hopeful that we can do some good there, because that's something that I think all countries, if you can plan ahead and understand what your development plans are, you can really save a lot of time and money. Finally, I think one of the sort of jewels in the work that we've done this year is we contributed to a successful organization of the Global Methane Forum with our colleagues at GMI and the CCAC and the Global Methane Hub, and we're really proud of the work that we did, and it came off in March, and we had 800 participants, over 50 countries worldwide. It comprised of 6 high-level plenary sessions and 21 joint technical sessions. It was amazing. It was something that there just wasn't enough of any one person to go around and see all there was to see and hear all there was to hear and participate in these. And it was extremely successful, and we're really proud to have been a part of that and continue to want to work with our partners in that regard. And with that sums up our busy year. Thank you. Mm-hmm.